crossing is a measure of safety. Why crossing is done? Because if crossing is not there and if it is a bearer check, anyone can go and take cash from the bank. If crossing is there, it has to go through the bank account, even if it is a bearer check. It prevents frauds to some extent. A person who has no claim cannot encash it so easily. There are other precautions which the bank is going to take. So, if crossing is there and somebody finds the check or it is stolen, even then itna aasan nahi hai uska payment lene ke liye. Of course, jo fraud karte hain, wo to aur tarike apnayenge to get the money by illegal means. But normal tendency would be to avoid such misuse. So, crossing ensures safety. Crossing is unique only to checks. Sirf checks mein crossing hota hai. There is no question of crossing on promissory notes. There is no question of crossing on bill of exchange. Crossing is done by drawing two parallel transverse lines on the top left hand corner. See, it is not necessary that it should appear only on the top left hand corner. Ye practice hai. Over a period of time, people have adopted this practice. But the two transverse lines can appear somewhere in between also, where the payee's name is mentioned. Wahan pe bhi beech mein bhi aa sakta hai, ya right side mein bhi aa sakta hai, niche bhi ho sakta hai, upar mein ho sakta hai, anywhere, right side, left side. But there will be two parallel lines and transverse. It may or may not contain any additional words. They mean just two lines. That is a crossing. It's a simple crossing. It may also have some words in between those two lines. Normally, the crossing by the drawer or the endorser is done on the left hand top corner. I told you this is a practice, not mentioned in the act ki yahin pe crossing karna hai. Aisa nahi hai. Crossing means two lines, parallel lines and slanting. And it will be done in such a way that you don't block the contents of the check. पेई का नाम है, अमाउंट लिखा हुआ है, वहां पे यदि क्रॉसिंग करेंगे और कुछ लिखेंगे तो दैट गेट्स ब्लॉक्ड और स्मैच्ड, वो नहीं होना चाहिए. दे शुड बी विजिबल क्लियरली. जनरल क्रॉसिंग, देयर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ क्रॉसिंग, जनरल क्रॉसिंग, स्पेशल क्रॉसिंग. जनरल क्रॉसिंग इज डन बाय ड्रॉइंग टू पैरेलल लाइंस. देयर मे नॉट बी एनी वर्ड्स मेंशनड इन बिटवीन दोज लाइंस, बट वो दो लाइन मानना जरूरी है. दैट इज अ जनरल क्रॉसिंग. Sometimes the drawer and or the endorser will write in between the lines and co and company, short form, full form, whatever chalta hai, but kuch likha hua hai, and company or just and co, or they may write not negotiable between those two lines, parallel lines hai, do parallel line ke beech mein they'll write and company or not negotiable. These are all general crossing. Now what is this and co or what is not negotiable, we'll see. General crossing is covered under section 123 of the Negotiable Instrument Act. It is not just over a practice we have adopted. It is mentioned in the act itself ki crossing karne se kya hota hai, uske kya benefits hain, and how what are the repercussions, ye sab act mein diya hua hai. Now special crossing. Special crossing indicates how the check should be paid by the paying banker. It may indicate payment to a specific individual or to a specified banker. General crossing means payment to anybody or the endorser. Special crossing means only to a special person or to a special bank. Where the crossing is in favor of a specified banker, the paying banker cannot make the payment to any other bank. Suppose the check comes to me, I am the banker, and it is drawn by my customer, and I find that there are two lines and wahan pe beech mein kisi aur bank ka naam likha hua hai. That means this is a special crossing, and the name of that bank which appears on that check, I am supposed to pay only to that bank. I am not supposed to pay to any other bank. Suppose I am working in Bank of India and I receive a check on which there are two lines drawn aur us pe likha hai Bank of Baroda. That means Bank of India has to make payment only to Bank of Baroda for the benefit of the payee. Okay, but it has to go through Bank of Baroda only, money from Bank of India to Bank of Baroda. It will not go to any other bank. But there is an exception in the sense, suppose it वहां पे क्रॉसिंग है बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा, और ये सिर्फ एक ही एक बैंक का नाम आना चाहिए, देर कैन नॉट बी टू थ्री बैंक नेम्स, बिकॉज देन कन्फ्यूजन अराइजेस कि शुड आई पे टू बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा, शुड आई पे टू पंजाब नेशनल बैंक और शुड आई पे टू सम कोऑपरेटिव बैंक। तो ये एम्बिग्विटी नहीं होना चाहिए, सिर्फ एक ही बैंक का नाम आना चाहिए, इसीलिए वहां पे सिर्फ एक क्रॉसिंग रहेगा और एक ही बैंक का नाम रहेगा। बट समटाइम्स यू मे फाइंड वन मोर क्रॉसिंग ऑफ वन मोर बैंक्स नेम, तो दो क्रॉसिंग है एक ही चेक के ऊपर, एक में लिखा है बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा और दूसरे में लिखा है सम आम जनता कोऑपरेटिव बैंक। नाउ दिस मीन्स दैट दिस आम जनता कोऑपरेटिव बैंक डज नॉट हैव एन अकाउंट विथ मी, दैट इज बैंक ऑफ इंडिया, सो दे आर गोइंग टू कलेक्ट द अमाउंट थ्रू बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा। तो बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा इज एक्टिंग एज अ कलेक्टिंग बैंक फॉर आम जनता बैंक। तो बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा एंड आम जनता बैंक दोनों के क्रॉसिंग अपियर होते हैं, तो दैट इज अलाउड बिकॉज द बैंक दैट इज बैंक ऑफ बड़ौदा इज एन एजेंट फॉर कलेक्शन टू आम जनता बैंक। सो दिस नेगोशियबल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एक्ट सेज वेरी क्लियरली दैट इफ अ चेक इज क्रॉस टू मोर देन वन बैंक एक्सेप्ट व्हेन इट इज एन एजेंट फॉर कलेक्शन, द बैंक ऑन हुम द चेक इज ड्रॉन दैट इज बैंक ऑफ इंडिया विल रिफ्यूज पेमेंट, वी नीड नॉट पे द चेक। इफ देर आर टू थ्री बैंक नेम्स अपियरिंग as crossing on the check, the paying bank will refuse payment and the reason will be cross to more than one bank. Special crossing is also possible when the drawer or the endorser mentions in between the two parallel lines account payee or account payee only. Pehla special crossing dekha humne jis pe do line mark ke beech mein bank ka naam likha hua hai. Now another special crossing is where दो लाइन मारा है और बीच में लिखा है अकाउंट पेई ओनली या अकाउंट पेई। सो वेन दिस वर्ड इज मैंशनड एंड सच अ क्रॉसिंग इज पुट, इट इज अ स्पेशल क्रॉसिंग एंड इट सेज अकाउंट पेई मीन्स इट द अमाउंट हैज टू गो इन टू द पेईज अकाउंट ओनली, द पेई शुड रिसीव द अमाउंट। सो नॉर्मली वॉट इट मीन्स दैट पेई का नाम लिखा है चेक पे और पे के खाते में जाना है, तो पे शुड नॉट एंडोर्स इट फर्दर टू एनी वन एल्स। सो वी आर टेकिंग प्रिकॉशन वाइल इश्यूइंग द चेक एज अ कस्टमर कि हम ये पैसा पे को दे रहे हैं और हम क्रॉस करके लिख देते हैं अकाउंट पे ओनली, दैट मीन्स द पे विल गेट द पेमेंट, नो वन एल्स कैन गेट द पेमेंट। नाउ दिस टाइप ऑफ क्रॉसिंग इज एन इंस्ट्रक्शन टू द कलेक्टिंग बैंक दैट द प्रोसीड्स ऑफ द चेक आर टू बी क्रेडिटेड इन टू द अकाउंट ऑफ द पे। See, when a check comes with crossing, in such a case, normally in a check there are three parties, the person issuing the check, the drawer, the bank which is going to make the payment, the drawee and the payee who has to receive the payment. But when a cross check is given, the payee may be having account with another bank, his own bank, that bank is known as the collecting bank. So the payee will deposit the check in his bank. His bank will send the check to my bank which is going to pay. So my bank is the paying bank and his bank, the payee's bank, is the collecting bank. So in such cases where a crossing is there, there will be a drawer, a paying bank, a collecting bank and the payee. So where there is account payee crossing, the collecting bank has to ensure that the money goes into the payee's account. Paying bank's responsibility is to pay to that bank. Collecting bank has to ensure that the money is going only into the account of the payee and nobody else's account. The words account payee, they are the direction to the collecting bank or the receiving bank. It is not an instruction to the paying bank. Paying bank is not going to see whether the amount is going into that customer's account in that bank. That bank is responsible. So this account payee instruction is binding on the collecting bank, not the paying bank. So it is the collecting bank's responsibility. Ye collecting bank ki responsibility kya hai, ye baad mein bhi hum dekhenge. So how collection should be done and how it should be really going into the payee's account, ye we'll see later. But paying bank is not bound by the crossing, account payee crossing. Hence, it is not binding on the paying banker to ascertain if the amount is really going into the payee's account. Who will ascertain this? The collecting bank. The special crossing of writing a bank's name or mentioning account payee does not imply that the check cannot be further endorsed or transferred or negotiated. Account payee likh diya, so payee, when a check is issued in favor of a payee, he can endorse it further. He can endorse it to somebody, that somebody can endorse it further to someone else and some more people. So, just because account payee crossing dal diya, it doesn't mean that it should go only into the payee's name. He can endorse it further, to second payee ke khate bhi ja sakta hai. Ya that second payee endorses it in favor of third payee, to third payee ke khate bhi paisa ja sakta hai. So, account payee only means it should go into the account of the payee. Whether the payee is the first payee or second payee or third payee, ye restriction nahi dala hai. So, law doesn't say that it cannot be endorsed further. It can be endorsed further. So, special crossing is not a restrictive crossing that he cannot endorse further. But let's see something more. What happens, you know, if I put account payee crossing, maine check issue kiya, aur main likhti hoon uspe account payee. What is my intention? My intention is to see that the amount goes into the payee's account. Payee kaun hai, jiska naam maine likha hai check pe. If that person endorses it further to somebody else, my intention gets defeated. And then you know that someone may be written by the payee or it may be done fraudulently by somebody else who has stolen it from him. So, ye pata nahi chalega humko. So, isliye Reserve Bank ne kaha ki dekho, account payee crossing hai na, to kisi aur ke naam pe endorse mat karo. You want to make payment to somebody, you issue your own check. But don't endorse this check further. So, isko yahi pe rok lo. You take the money and then you issue a fresh check. So they will, Reserve Bank of India says that please, where an account payee crossing is there, please don't credit it to third party accounts. So even if endorsements are there, the collecting bank has to ensure that it goes only into the payee's account. It should not be endorsed further. And so no third person's account should be credited. Because they want to prevent frauds and they also want to prevent money laundering. Money laundering, you all will be knowing what it means. It is to prevent many anti-social activities, anti-terrorism activities. Ye sab karne ke liye money laundering is there, and that is this account payee crossing is very useful for preventing money laundering. So, although as per law account payee doesn't mean you cannot negotiate further, in practice we do stop it. We don't allow further endorsements. Now, apart from account payee crossing, there is one more special type of crossing where we say not negotiable. Not negotiable is written between the two lines in the crossing. When you say not negotiable, that means the instrument cannot be further negotiated. Negotiation kya hota hai? We have seen the meaning of the word negotiable. The negotiable instrument definition itself says that you can, when you transfer it from one person to another, the other person will not get a better title than the previous person. If it is negotiable, he will get a better title. Although the previous person doesn't have a good title, he can pass on a good title. I have defect in my title, but I can pass it on to a next person who will get a good title. That is negotiable. But when I say not negotiable, I imply that the person who is going to receive it, he will not get a good title. Yadi ye chor hai, to aage wo chori ka maal samjha jayega aur usko payment nahi milega. So not negotiable doesn't mean it cannot be endorsed further. It only means that he will not get a good title provided the endorser or transferer does not have a good title. The only condition required is that the holder in due course should have taken the instrument in good faith for proper consideration. This is for negotiable instrument. These are the requirements. But when not negotiable dala hai, that means it is not a negotiable instrument. So, a good title doesn't pass. The holder in due course of such a cross check which has the words not negotiable can never become a holder in due course. So, he cannot get a better title. And since he cannot get a better title, he will never become a holder in due course. The normal rule in general life is that if I don't have a good title, I cannot pass on a good title. No one can pass on a better title than what he already has. But not negotiable, will follow this very strictly. A negotiable instrument defies this rule, a not negotiable crossing stops that special provision. So, if a transferee is taking a check which is crossed not negotiable from a transferor who has a defective title, he will also have a defective title, he will not get a better title. If he wants a good title, then he should not accept not negotiable crossing check. He should ask for a not without a crossing of not negotiable. So, if the transferee wants to have a good title, he should not accept such a check. He said, bhaiya, aisa crossing nahi chahiye mujhe, dusra check do. Now, there is something known as double crossing. Normally, there will be only one crossing on the check done by the holder or the drawer who puts two lines. He may write and co, he may write account payee, or he may write not negotiable. This is one crossing. Then the payee is depositing the check in his bank. That bank puts its own stamp, two lines and its name there, Punjab National Bank or Bank of Baroda or some cooperative bank. These are not two different crossings. They are both normal crossing. One is by the individual, the other is by the bank. This is not double crossing. Although there are two crossings, but they are crossings for different purposes. Double crossing means where there are two crossings by two different banks. As I said earlier, two crossing by two different banks is allowed only when one bank is acting as an agent for the other bank. So, they are putting their stamp also, their crossing. But if there are two different crossings of two different banks or more banks, that is not allowed and the paying bank will refuse payment. Sometimes you will have two crossings, double crossing of the same bank but two different branches. This is allowed when one branch is sending the check to another branch for collection. Check is drawn on Kolkata, it is presented in Bombay. From Bombay the check goes to Kolkata for payment. So, yahan Bombay ki branch ne apna stamp mara hai, wahan Kolkata mein aane ke baad wo apna stamp marte hain. This is not double crossing where you should refuse payment. It is the crossing of the same bank but two different branches. This is permitted. Because here the paying bank and the collecting bank are same. Only the branches are different. So, it doesn't actually amount to double crossing. See, where there is a cross check, it is always presumed when there is a crossing on a check, it goes without saying ki the amount is going into the correct owner of the check. The owner of the check is the payee, that the amount goes into the owner's check account and the correct payee is getting the amount. It is possible that the amount of the check may not reach the true owner. Even then the presumption holds true. चेक पे क्रॉसिंग है, अकाउंट पे ही क्रॉसिंग है या जस्ट क्रॉसिंग भी है, जनरल क्रॉसिंग. इफ द बैंक कलेक्टिंग बैंक हैज टेकन प्रॉपर प्रिकॉशंस देन इट इज प्रिज्यूम्ड कि पैसा सही आदमी के खाते में गया है. इट दिस प्रिजम्पशन इज ऑलवेज अवेलेबल इन द केस ऑफ अ क्रॉसिंग दैट द ट्रू ओनर गेट्स द मनी. द ओनली रिक्वायरमेंट इज दैट द पेमेंट शुड बी मेड इन ड्यू कोर्स विदाउट एनी नेग्लिजेंस इन गुड फेथ. So, the paying bank will get protection. The generally cross check, the banker on whom the check is drawn cannot make the payment to anyone other than the bank. So, you are going to make payment to the bank. Payment is going to the other bank whose crossing appears on it and the paying bank is protected because it has made payment through the bank to the payee. In a specially cross check, the banker on whom the check is drawn cannot pay it to anyone other than the bank to whom it is specially crossed. Jis bank ka crossing dikhta hai, usi bank ko paisa jayega, kisi aur bank ko nahi paisa jayega. In all other cases of payment, the bank becomes liable to the true owner. If the bank is not following these instructions, if the bank is not following or going by the implications of a crossing, general or special, If they do not do it, they will be answerable to the customer because it will become a wrong payment. Then the liability of the bank comes into picture. If the bank makes payment of an uncrossed check, but the payment is in due course, then the bank is authorized to debit the customer's account with the amount of the check. Now we are talking about uncrossed check. Jis pe crossing hi nahi hai, it's an open check. If the bank makes payment of an uncrossed check, but the payment is in due course. Payment is in due course means as per the apparent tenor, as per the instrument, it is made in good faith and without any negligence. I am seeing the check, it appears pay to Sohanlal and Company. Piche mein Sohanlal and Company ka signature hai. Amount in words and figures are correct. And niche mein customer ka signature hai, which is also tallying with the specimen signature on record. So bank is looked into all these things and they are making the payment. This is payment in good faith, believing that the amount is going into Sohanlal and Company's account. यहाँ पे कोई दूसरा ओपिनियन नहीं है कि पेमेंट इज गोइंग इनटू समबडी एल्सेस अकाउंट. बट सपोज आप माइन्यूटली देखेंगे, सोहनलाल एंड कंपनी जो दिख रहा है एक्चुअली इज गोइंग इनटू द अकाउंट ऑफ मोहनलाल एंड कंपनी. वो एस और एम में ओवरराइटिंग है. दैट मीन्स द चेक हैज बीन टैम्पर्ड विथ एंड द नेम हैज बीन चेंज फ्रॉम सोहनलाल टू मोहनलाल. So, if the bank can see such a change and still they are making payment, it is not a payment in due course. Then the bank will be liable. There is no crossing. Isliye Sohanlal and Company can endorse it to Mohanlal and Company. Amount may go to Mohanlal and Company's account. Or it is possible that Sohanlal and Company has not endorsed, but Mohanlal and Company ne apna naam change kar diya, apna naam dal diya by changing. Then the bank is liable if they are not making payment in good faith, because apparently it is away. I mean, you can make out that there is a change in the name. Phir bhi bank ne payment kiya, so it is not a payment in good faith and without negligence. It is not a payment in due course. So yahan pe, if the bank is making payment of an uncrossed check, but the payment is in due course, then it is authorized to debit the customer's account. This is irrespective of the genuineness of the endorsement on the check. Apparently everything is in order aur humne paisa de diya, but paisa galat aadmi ke haath mein gaya, to bhi bank is protected because it has taken due care. Suppose a check is drawn payable to Mr. A or order. There is no crossing on the check. Crossing nahi hai, it's an open check. This check is stolen. The check is stolen. Somebody else gets it. And they forge A's endorsement. पीछे में A का signature जो सामने दिख रहा है बिल्कुल वैसे पीछे में sign कर देते हैं और bank से जाके पैसे लेते हैं cash. Because open check you can pay cash over the counter. The bank pays the amount by debiting the drawer's account. This payment is in order. Because it's an open check and पीछे जो signature दिखता है वो बिल्कुल A के signature जैसे ही दिखता है, bank has made the payment, it is an order. It's not, I mean, any drawback or defect on the part of the bank that गलत payment किया. Actually A के हाथ से चोरी हो गई and payment has gone to the wrong person. Even then bank gets protection because bank has taken due care. Now suppose a check is issued as a bearer check. A check is issued as a bearer check. We are not talking of crossing, we are talking of bearer and order. It continues to be a bearer check even after other endorsements. It is a bearer check and the word bearer is not struck off. The person endorses it in favor of other people and it will remain a bearer check. So the paying banker has to only ensure that it is making payment in due course. Unko yehi nahi dekhna hai ki samne jo vyakti hai paisa lene wala wo sahi hai ya nahi. उनको यही देखना है कि आई एम मेकिंग पेमेंट टू द कस्टमर इन द नॉर्मल कोर्स ऑफ बिजनेस इन अपेरेंट टेनर इन गुड फेथ एंड देयर इज नो नेग्लिजेंस ऑन माई पार्ट. ओवर राइटिंग नहीं है, काटपीट नहीं है, नाम बदला हुआ नहीं है, अमाउंट इज नॉट बीन चेंज्ड, एवरीथिंग इज इन ऑर्डर एंड आई एम मेकिंग द पेमेंट. सो एज अ बैंकर आई एम डूइंग अ करेक्ट जॉब. देन इवन इफ द मनी गोज इन टू अ रॉन्ग पर्सन हैंड द बैंक इज प्रोटेक्टेड. बैंक कैन डेबिट द कस्टमर्स अकाउंट एंड मेक द पेमेंट. सो दैट इज वाई वी से दैट सी एंडोर्समेंट्स अलाउड हैं बैरर चेक में, बट इट इज अ बैरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट इवन आफ्टर थ्री एंडोर्समेंट्स. सिंस इट इज अ बैरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट इट ऑलवेज रिमेन्स अ बैरर इंस्ट्रूमेंट. वंस अ बैरर ऑलवेज अ बैरर. सपोज अ बैरर चेक इज क्रॉस्ड एंड देन इट कम्स टू द बैंक फॉर पेमेंट. Now the bank has to make payment as applicable to cross check. Since it is a bearer check, it doesn't mean we can make payment over the counter. Bearer check ka meaning ye hai ki it can be given to the bearer of the instrument, the holder. But it is crossed, so it will go through a bank, through the bearer's account with the bank. It will not be given over the counter. So bearer check ka meaning ye hai ki money is paid to the bearer, the holder of the instrument. क्रॉसिंग का मीनिंग है कि इट विल नॉट बी पेड ओवर द काउंटर. सो ऑल दो द चेक इज अ बेरर चेक द क्रॉसिंग गेट्स मोर इंपॉर्टेंस. सो यू हैव टू गो बाय द क्रॉसिंग. यू विल नॉट गो ओनली बाय द वर्ड बेरर. नाउ यू सिंस क्रॉसिंग इज अपियरिंग ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट यू हैव टू गो बाय द क्रॉसिंग ऑन द इंस्ट्रूमेंट. इफ द बैंक इज मेकिंग द पेमेंट इन ड्यू कोर्स इट विल गेट प्रोटेक्शन. वेदर अ क्रॉस चेक और अ बेरर चेक और एन ऑर्डर चेक if it is doing the payment in due course it will get protection. It can be safe, it can debit the customer's account and the customer cannot question the bank's right in debiting his account if it takes care of these things. Payment is as per the apparent tenor. Apparent tenor means amount jo likha hua hai 10,000 words and figures, okay 10,000 pay to Mr. A. I am paying to Mr. A. There is no reason for me to believe he is not A. It is paid in good faith and without negligence. Normally, जो देखते हैं हम, there is no overwriting, there is no erasing and rewriting. ये सब apparently to the normal naked eye ये दिखता नहीं है. Changes, ink is same and everything. Then money is paid and under circumstances which do not give any doubt. That the payee is not entitled to the payment. I have no doubt that he is not entitled to the amount. Suppose a check is given in the name of a company, limited company, ABC Private Limited Company, and an individual comes to take the money. I cannot make the payment to him because ABC Limited Company is different and the individual is different. So, if I am making payment to an individual, Mr. X, then as a banker I am responsible. I cannot debit my customer's account and make payment to an individual because, although the check is in the name of a company. See, because these are the circumstances which do not give any doubt. If the check is signed at the back by ABC Limited Company, managing director, pay to A, then I can pay to Mr. A. But if such endorsement is not there on the back of the check, I should refuse payment to Mr. A. I cannot debit the amount to my customer's account. So this is the apparent tenor, apparent payment, and without negligence, in good faith, and under circumstances which do not give any doubt about the payee being entitled or not entitled to the amount. If I follow these things, then I will get protection as a banker because this payment is correct. Whether the check is crossed or not checked, it is a bearer check or not a bearer check, order check, I get protection as a banker if I follow these rules, these steps. Then my payment is in order and I can get protection. Otherwise, I become answerable to my customer. If I have even little bit of negligence and I still debit his account and make the payment, the customer can file a suit against the bank and question my action, and then I become answerable to him. I have to make good all the losses which he suffers. See, we have seen so far about the crossing of a check, cross check and uncross check, open check, how payment has to be made, should not be made, all these aspects. Now suppose I have put crossing on a check and then I realize, no, I don't want crossing. I want it to be an open check. Is it possible for me to cancel this crossing? I do something, I want to revoke my action. So it should be possible that whatever I do, okay, I revoke it on a later date. So a crossing can be cancelled subsequently if I have done it. But the crossing need not be put only by me. I am the drawer of the check. I have put the crossing and given it to the payee. But suppose I issue an open check. I have given a check to the payee without a crossing. No crossing. It's an open check and I give it to him. The crossing is not required that only I have to put it. The maker of the check, the drawer of the check only should put the crossing. Aisa koi rule nahi hai. Crossing can be done by anybody who gets the check in his hands. Any subsequent holder can also put the crossing. Now, I have given the check to the payee, an open check. But before he gives it to his bank, he puts two lines and crosses it. That is a valid crossing. So, it is not that the crossing has to be done only by the maker of the check. The payee can also put the crossing. He can make a special crossing or he can make a general crossing. It is up to him. He puts two lines and also writes account payee only because his intention is that it should go only to his account. So he is protecting himself and he is given an indirect instruction to his banker, sirf mere khate mein paisa jana chahiye. Now he has put the crossing or he endorses it to somebody else. Now that someone else takes the check and he feels that nahi, ye crossing nahi hona chahiye. I want an open check because I want cash. He is travelling with the check to some other place and he wants money there. So he says, mujhe cash chahiye. If I go to the bank with the cross check, they are not going to give me cash. So I have to put it in my account, but my account is in Hyderabad. Ab main to Kolkata mein hoon. To kya karu is check ka? Mujhe paisa chahiye. So he wants the crossing to be removed. Can he simply remove the crossing because he has put it? Crossing is not put by the maker of the check, the drawer. It is the second payee who has put the crossing. And that same second payee says, now, arre, ye crossing maine galti se dal diya, mujhe nahi dalna tha. And he will simply cancel it and write that crossing cancelled. Please pay cash. Will his bank pay the cash to him? Is it a valid cancellation? No. Crossing can be put by anybody. But the cancellation of the crossing has to be signed only by the maker of the check, the drawer of the check. So a check, if it is once crossed, either generally or specially, it can be cancelled subsequently. But the crossing can be cancelled only by the drawer of the check. Only the drawer, the maker of the check can cancel it, even though the crossing might have been put by somebody else, subsequent holder. Unhone crossing dala hai. पर कैंसिल करने की जिम्मेदारी सिर्फ ड्रॉअर को है. वो कैंसिल कर सकता है. ही विल राइट क्रॉसिंग कैंसल्ड, प्लीज पे कैश एंड देन हैंड इट ओवर बैक टू द पेई. द पेई विल गो टू हिज बैंक एंड टेक कैश. नाउ ही विल से सिंपली प्लीज पे कैश और ही विल से क्रॉसिंग कैंसल्ड. ही हैज टू साइन हिज नॉर्मल स्पेसिमेन सिग्नेचर, नॉट जस्ट इनिशियल और नॉट जस्ट पुट टिक मार्क, प्लीज पे कैश टिक और दे दिया. He has to sign the full signature as it appears normally on his check. वो पूरा sign करके वो handover करेगा. Then the crossing gets removed. Normally once a check is crossed, we would not prefer to get it uncrossed. If it is written crossing cancelled, please pay cash, the bank has to look into it twice. क्या सच में मुझे पैसा देना चाहिए? एक बार मन में आया अकाउंट में जमा करने के लिए, इसीलिए क्रॉसिंग डाला. फिर ये कस्टमर कहता है कि नहीं नहीं क्रॉसिंग कैंसिल, प्लीज पे कैश. डू आई रियली हैव टू डू इट? दो बार सोचेगा एंड देन ही विल मेक द पेमेंट, कैश पेमेंट, इफ इट इज अदरवाइज इन ऑर्डर. नाउ दिस प्रोविजन इज देयर एज पर लॉ दैट क्रॉसिंग कैन बी कैंसल्ड एंड इट हैज टू बी साइन बाय द ड्रॉअर, द मेकर ऑफ द चेक. बट यू नो, although act provides for this, in practical banking life there are many problems attached to this. Once what happened? A customer issued a check in favor of a lady, 1 lakh rupees. The customer's name was Janta Electric Company, proprietor. He issued a check for rupees 1 lakh in the name of a lady. That lady was doing business of supplying materials to this shop. This shop, Janta Electric Company, is a shop selling all electric appliances. The shop buys from the wholesale market and sells it in the retail market. उन्होंने होलसेल मार्केट से माल खरीदा. अब दैट होलसेल मार्केट द बिजनेस वॉज बींग डन बाय अ लेडी. तो उसने उसको चेक दिया रुपीज 1 lakh. शी डिपॉजिटेड दैट चेक इन हर बैंक. दैट बैंक टुक द चेक. इट वॉज अ क्रॉस चेक अकाउंट पे ही एंड शी डिपॉजिटेड इन हर बैंक अकाउंट. द चेक came to the bank, the paying bank, for cash payment. Some stranger came to the bank, to the cashier's counter and said, I want cash 1 lakh. Cashier ne dekha, usme likha hua tha, crossing cancelled, please pay cash. Aur sign kiya hua tha with the rubber stamp, Janta Electric Company, proprietor. और जो नीचे सिग्नेचर है वही सिग्नेचर ऊपर में भी था. तो कैशियर वॉज गोइंग टू मेक द पेमेंट बिकॉज अदरवाइज इट इज इन ऑर्डर. नाउ दिस चेक वेंट टू द ऑफिसर फॉर ऑथेंटिकेशन. द कैशियर विल मेक द पेमेंट प्रोवाइडेड द ऑफिसर वेरीफाइज द सिग्नेचर. नाउ व्हेन द ऑफिसर सॉ द चेक थोड़ा सा उसके मन में डाउट आया. क्या डाउट आया उसको कि नीचे जो रबर स्टैंप है जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी प्रोप्राइटर और ऊपर में जो रबर स्टैंप है जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी प्रोप्राइटर, ये रबर स्टैंप में थोड़ा सा फर्क है. नीचे के जो वर्डिंग्स हैं जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी वो जो फॉन्ट साइज है और ऊपर के रबर स्टैंप के जो फॉन्ट है वो थोड़ा सा बड़ा था. नॉर्मल रबर स्टैंप जो कस्टमर ने चेकबुक पे मारा था दैट एंड द रबर स्टैंप ऑन द टॉप क्रॉसिंग कैंसिल प्लीज पे कैश that Janta Electric Company proprietor, that was a little bigger rubber stamp. So he said, ye normal rubber stamp ke badle ye thoda alag kyun dikh raha hai? So he, that officer took the check and he phoned the customer. Janta Electric Company proprietor jo hain, unko phone kiya usne. Ki dekho, aapne ek check issue kiya hai in the name of one lady, yahan pe ek aadmi aaya hai cash lene ke liye. Should I make the payment? तो कस्टमर ने कहा ओके सिग्नेचर ठीक है ना, मेरा सिग्नेचर है ना, इफ दैट लेडी वॉन्ट्स कैश होकर दे दो कैश उसको, मैंने तो चेक इश्यू किया, द चेक इज जेन्युइन, सिग्नेचर मेरा ही है, मैंने ही दिया है चेक, इफ शी वॉन्ट्स कैश मेक द पेमेंट टू हर. बट देन यू नो दिस ऑफिसर टोल्ड, देखो वो जो रबर स्टैंप है ना ऊपर में क्रॉसिंग कैंसिल प्लीज पे कैश, वहां आपने साइन किया? तो बोलता नहीं नहीं मुझे तो याद नहीं है ऐसा, तो दैट लेडी नेवर केम टू मी, सो आई हैव नॉट पुट एनी रबर स्टैम्प एंड साइन देयर. मैंने नीचे साइन किया, चेक इश्यू किया, दैट इज ओके, बट कैंसिल किया क्रॉसिंग ये मुझे याद नहीं आ रहा है. तो यू वेट, आई विल कम देयर एंड वेरीफाई. तो होल्ड द कस्टमर. तो ऑफिसर ने जो आदमी आया था पैसे निकालने के लिए, 1 लाख कैश निकालने के लिए, उसको अंदर बुलाया और बोला दो मिनट रुकना, हम बाद में देंगे पैसा. तो वो उसने कहा ठीक है रुकता हूं, और वो 2 मिनट के बाद देखा तो गायब हो गया. दैट मैन रन अवे, ही डिड नॉट वेट फॉर द कैश पेमेंट. नाउ दिस कस्टमर केम टू द बैंक एंड ही सॉ, अरे ये रबर स्टैम्प मेरा नहीं है, नीचे का जो रबर स्टैम्प है दैट इज माई रबर स्टैम्प, ये ऊपर में जो रबर स्टैम्प है ये मेरा रबर स्टैम्प नहीं है, आई डोंट हैव दिस साइज रबर स्टैम्प, मेरे सब रबर स्टैम्प ये साइज के ही हैं. तो तब पता चला कि दिस हैज बीन स्टोलन फ्रॉम दैट लेडी बाय समबडी, और उसने तुरंत जाकर दुकान से एक नया रबर स्टैम्प बनवा लिया, और वो रबर स्टैम्प सिमिलर टू व्हाट वाज अपीयरिंग डाउन बिलो जनता इलेक्ट्रिक कंपनी प्रोप्राइटर, वो रबर स्टैम्प बनवा लिया दुकान से और फिर नीचे जैसे सिग्नेचर था कस्टमर का बिल्कुल वैसे वहां पे साइन कर दिया प्रोप्राइटर के नाम पे. द सिग्नेचर वॉज फोर्स्ड, द रबर स्टैम्प वॉज फेक, और फिर कैश लेने के लिए कोई आ गया था, वो चोर था और चोर भाग गया. ही डिडन वेट इन द बैंक. अनफॉर्चुनेटली द बैंक कुड नॉट कैच द थीफ, बट द बैंक एस्केप्ड फ्रॉम मेकिंग द पेमेंट बिकॉज द ऑफिसर वॉज अलर्ट टू नोटिस दैट द रबर स्टैम्प्स वर डिफरेंट. हैड इट बीन ओनली एन इंडिविजुअल हु हैड साइन द सिग्नेचर टेलिंग पेमेंट कर चुके होते, एंड देन वी वुड हैव एंडेड अप विद प्रॉब्लम्स कि रॉन्ग पेमेंट किया होता. सो सी द क्रॉसिंग कैन बी कैंसल्ड बाय राइटिंग ऑन द चेक प्लीज पे कैश, क्रॉसिंग कैंसल्ड एंड द ड्रॉअर हैज टू साइन. अब ड्रॉअर का सिग्नेचर ही फोर्ज कर दिया तो यू आर नॉट मेकिंग प्रॉपर पेमेंट, इट इज अ रॉन्ग पेमेंट.